Mayor.
Oh, George is always blocking you.
No, he's not. George is a perfect little peephole there.
Okay.
That's okay. You can.
Commissioner Murphy.
Through my ears.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I have a few comments to make on this. I had difficulty finding any information on the subject, except from people who were here and followed this when it went through many years ago, and apparently the subject has come up. Key Largo does not suffer from this. So, one of the papers I have is Ed Swift's letter written this month. Another one is undated. It's called Land Use Compatibility Strategies and Recommendations. It is NAS Key West AQ's update, but what year I don't know. And the other one is July of 1991, 16 years ago. Mr. Swift objects to the bars that would be put up for construction and land use, and I will let him fight that battle. I object to the quality of life issues in this item, and they are severe. In my opinion, they are severe. They would affect my quality of life. The second one goes into, and this is the undated one, the Navy Public Affairs Office should include monitoring of the following areas, blah, blah, blah. Environmental impact studies, statements, and potential implementation of an updated AQs. Well, it isn't potential anymore. It's here. Number one is that they should maintain a community outreach. Multimedia presentation should be made available. Number two, AQ seminars for public, elected, and appointed government officials. Number three, public presentations offer an excellent opportunity, etc. Officers from NAS Key West should provide presentations to community organizations, and it goes on to list five or six of them. To my knowledge, none of this has been done. So, whenever this was written, they had a much better idea of how to work with the public than they do today. The one that is dated 1991 mentions environmentally sensitive, etc., and I'm not going there either. I'm just going to talk about people. Not the land, not the endangered species, nothing else. Me. Healthful, productive, and aesthetically and culturally pleasing surroundings. Not. Not after you sit for 3 hours in the area where these, and I'm going to say the F-18s. I don't know the name of this screaming meanie that goes over, but it's different than any plane I've ever heard. It just makes the skin on the back of my neck crawl. And after 30, 45 minutes, an hour, I'd be, you know, if I had a husband, I'd run him off.
I thought you ran him off.
I did, two of them, right into the grave. Number three, risk to health and safety or other undesirable and unintended consequences. Number five, will permit high standards of living. Not listening to that all day, every day, or even one day a week. And what goes through my mind is that children particularly are very susceptible to environmental noises, smells, pollution, etc. And I guess this would be called noise pollution. What is going to happen, and I don't know the answer, but what is going to happen to a two-month-old baby who for a year, year and a half, 2 years, listens to this noise? You cannot soundproof a small home. You cannot soundproof a trailer. Behaviorally, what is that child going to be by the age of two? And that is really something to think about.
Two?
Age of two. In 2 years.
They're bad enough without all that.
Yes, and they'll be twice as bad. I don't know if this NEPA is the same as an EIS. But when asked about an EIS, I was told that it was in the Key West Library. I find it strange that it maybe didn't even get to the Marathon Library, but I guess I can pick it up in Key West. This new sound, and I'm talking strictly noise, the sound of this plane is something that I have not heard before while on Stock Island, maybe for a variety of reasons. But I spent a great deal of time there, if you remember the abandoned road on First Street, if you remember the Hickory House. Spent a good bit of time on Stock Island. I've also been out to Geiger Key. I don't object to the sound of these jets roaring over. But this one plane will just send me a buzz. No pun intended. And I will say that sitting in this audience today, Peter Bagel is 100% right.